When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. And we are joined now here on ESPN Radio. And Spike Lee is associated not only with the Knicks, but also you hear Public Enemy, you start to think Spike Lee.
Spike!
Spike, you've been... I mean, I saw your first movie, She's Gotta Have It. That was so many years before Michael Jordan won a championship. People like you and me were thinking, oh, Patrick Ewing's going to get some. He's going to get some chips. It's been a long time, Spike. How are you feeling about your Knicks up in the first round?
I woke up early this morning to beautiful orange and blue skies. And I had to get it home. I had to get love. The Hall of Fame backcourt. Those are game-worn signed jerseys.
Oh,
Earl Monroe and Walt Clyde Frazier.
Ooh, who's going to be Earl Monroe to Jalen Brunson's Walt Clyde Frazier? That's the question. They're going to have
Spike,
to bring someone in.
Are those in your studio? Is that in the studio that I came through? Where you had all the stuff. I mean, you had everything in your studio.
Thank you for being a part of, and you too, Max, for being part of the saga of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, looking
forward coming out
to
soon on ESPN.
Looking forward to that one, Spike. They're up 3-1. The Knicks. I mean, this is. What are you thinking? Were you anticipating anything like this when the season started? When they signed Brunson?
No, but I have to give a love shout out to how Mr. Rose, Leon Rose, World Wide West, Scott Perry. They put this team together, the Hart and Hartenstein, and getting Brunson reunited with his father here in the world's most famous arena. And it's a beautiful thing. And people react in the way the Knicks fans, look, we've been on a starvation diet. So please excuse us, we're going bonkers. And Friday night, 8:30 tip off. People were lit.
It's the Eddie Murphy line. And, he's not a cracker. What is this? Rich?
No disrespect to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they were shook. Mm. They're not going to admit it because they're athletes, but they're not going to admit that they were shook. Mm. They didn't know what to do. We were at the Garden Friday night and even yesterday, Sunday. I mean, it was bananas.
When was the last time the Garden was like that?
2 years ago.
Well, I can tell you this. May 8th, 1970, Game 7. I was there. I was 13 years old. That's the loudest I've ever heard. I've been to World Cup, Super Bowl, World Series. But May 8th, 1970, Willis Reed dragged his leg onto the Garden. I thought my eardrums were going to pop out of my head. I was there, 13 years old.
Spike, how far how far can this Knicks team go, or is it over after round one?
Look, right now, you know how sports is. You know how did the Phillies get to the World Series? I mean, who thought that? So you never know. That's the great thing about sports, that you don't know what's going to happen. Magic gets caught in the bottle, and so. I just want to win. Let's get this over Wednesday night in Cleveland. Get it done, and we move on to the next round.
Yo, Spike, I got a chance to text Jay Wright over the weekend. We were talking about these Villanova guards and how they put in work, and there's this blue-collar, I don't care whatever you say, I ain't backing down from nobody type of mentality. I know Jalen Brunson is that guy, but do you feel like is the heart and soul of this team a little bit more Josh Hart and what he brings to the table, that toughness?
Yes, and this is one of the greatest pickups since we got Dave the Busher back in the day. You know, I know I sound like old head, but I am, you know. And so these guys like that, they exemplify what New York City, is about. I mean, today's game, these guys score 150 points a game. The Cavaliers scored 79.
Yeah, first team under 80 all year.
All year in the playoffs.
Yeah, Josh Hart's been a great pick.
They held him under 100 points each game in the series.
Yeah. This is something you hear about the teams that Spike's talking about that won championships. They won two in the 70s. I grew up on stories. My father would tell
me. I'm talking about Ewing.
Yeah. No, but I mean, even before then, Spike, back then it was like they held opponents under 100 points a game. That was like the standard. And now we're back to that.
Max, back then, no one was scoring 150 points a game either.
Yeah, that's right.
What would this team look like with Donovan Mitchell in Brunson? What would this team look like, Spike?
Keyshawn, I love you very much. But I really stay out of that if game. I tell people all the time, you can't use the word if in sports. I was at Shea Stadium. The ball rolls through Buckner's leg. How many times have people said that in Boston? You can't, Scott, whatever the guy that missed field goals against New York Football Giants Super Bowl. I don't use the word if in sports. I'm sorry. And I'm not even going to say the ifs with the Knicks either. You can't use the word if in sports. I don't
use
it.
Okay, I'm not going to use if. I'm not going to use if.
When?
What you got then? What you got?
I'm just asking you, what would it look like? I didn't say if. I said, what would it look like?
That's an if.
Because everybody in New York wanted him. They was mad when they didn't acquire him.
I have to live in the present. And we're up 3-1. Okay. So, Keyshawn, I'm not going for okie doke today.
Yo, Spike, so y'all go on the road. You close it out in Cleveland. You face the winner of Miami and Milwaukee, which it's looking like Giannis is going to play in game four. Everybody that watches basketball.
Yeah, we don't know what shape he's going to be in. And I think that Julius Randle is still hurt.
So, I want to ask you about that. Yeah. So, like, him not talking to the media after dealing with that ankle injury and being benched in the fourth quarter, like, does that concern you at all?
I have faith in Coach Tibbs. Julian's going to have his ankle's going to be all right. The medical staff's going to work on an ankle. And I hope to end it Wednesday in Cleveland, Ohio.
You ain't allowing no negativity to come your way today, are you? No negativity. Get out of here.
I only see orange and blue skies, my brothers.
Hey, Spike, Jalen Brunson is the best guard the Knicks have had since? Since who?
Mark Jackson. And before that, the guys behind me.
Listen, wait, Spike, he's not better than Mark Jackson was? Come on.
Mark Jackson was nice.
I remember.
I'm not. Who said since?
Max, I know, but since means that dude was even better than Brunson. That's what I'm saying.
No, that does not mean that.
Tell him, Jay, if he wasn't better, then you'd have to go back to before Mark Jackson.
I'm with Spike on this one. You said the best guard since.
Right, but that means.
But that doesn't mean you're asking him who is he better than.
Tell him, Jay.
Watch. The best guard since. You know, he didn't mention anyone before Mark Jackson. That means he's better than all those dudes. You got to go back to Mark Jackson. But if he's better than Mark Jackson, you got to go further than that. That's what I'm saying. Since Clyde Frazier?
Are you just asking, is he the best guard to ever wear a New York Knicks
primary
uniform?
Ball handler, yeah.
Why don't you ask that question?
No. Since
ask
Clyde.
That question to Spike.
No. I know it's since Clyde.
Earl Monroe and Clyde in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Since them.
Brunson's only 26. But that's not.
Wait,
Max,
yes,
you
it
asked
is.
The wrong
this is first year.
It's the way you phrased the question, my brother.
All right, go ahead. But if you say since, you mean that he's better than all these dudes until when?
Hey,
well, why did you pick Mark Jackson?
Guy.
They've had guards since Mark Jackson.
It's hard, Spike, to try to – it's hard to talk to Max because when you don't answer the question the way that he wants you to, he then changes it to the way he wants the question to be answered.
The switcheroo.
That may be, but this is not that. That may be the case, but this is not that. This is not that. All right.
Hey, I'm not playing three card Monte with you.
but look, my man just won $1. Just give me that 20. My man just won $1. You saw it. Just give me that 20. All right. Spike.
Watch the black.
Yeah, Max Slick. Now you got to watch him.
He's New York Slick. I'm living in orange blue skies, baby. I don't see what you're talking about.
Spike, who needs to step up? Who needs to be the second best player on the Knicks for them to really do something in these playoffs, for them to advance and then to play the next series as well as they can? Who are you looking at on the team?
Right now, I have to look at Mr. Randall. I don't think he's full strength. He's got to heal up. And I got to give love to RJ. Going to the hoop.
Yeah, man.
So I think that I don't try to do predictions, but we're looking great. Teams playing together. We're playing D. And the New York Knicks fans, you know, we've been starving. So I think that we're allowed to act like maniacs, as long as it's safe, nobody gets hurt.
All right, let me try this one before we.
You gonna try?
You got another one?
Let me hear it. This
is
the most excited you've been about a Knicks team since
we went to the finals. I think 99, where we finished eighth, and we were just San Antonio had a better team, but
quarter century. Been since you felt this excited about a Knicks team?
We haven't won the world championship in F-I-D-D-Y. 50 Ooh, years.
Who are you telling? I was born 50. That year. 50.
The New York Knicks have not won the NBA championship since the 72-73 season. This is a 50th anniversary.
I hate to break it to you, Spike, but it's going to be 50 years.
But that anniversary will be celebrated.
What are the Lakers going to do?
Spike, don't even go there. See, I don't even want to go there.
That's not your team.
Of course it's my team. We're fine. Don't worry about us. Don't worry about us. We good.
You worry about the Lakers, though.
We just got a ring 3 years ago, or 3 seasons ago, better yet. We good.
Yeah,
Key, you're talking to someone who's altered. Key, you're talking
and
to someone.
And on top of that, Spike.
Are you coming out the West?
We might.
You hesitate too long.
I didn't hesitate.
He said we might.
Why you gotta think about it?
We gonna come out the West as long as AD stays healthy.
There's a caveat.
We coming out there the West.
Put caveats on. Either you are or you're not.
We are, as long as he stay healthy.
Why'd your voice go up like
that?
We are.
Why'd your voice go up like that?
And another thing, Spike, so that you know, when it comes down to the entertainment industry, actors and producers and whatnot, you do know the Lakers got the stronger fan base from that standpoint than the Knicks. I just want you to know that, too.
Are you crazy? Laker game, people coming at the end of the first quarter. Yeah. Are you insane?
Of course, because we got more stuff to do. We already know what the outcome is going to be. We want to come, and then we want to leave early.
That is not a devoted base of the half the crowd shows up in the first quarter. Get out of here with that.
I love Spike, kid.
I'm crazy. And don't blame it on the traffic either. Don't blame it on the traffic.
You're talking to someone, Key, whose film career began between him and Stephen A.,
I can't take it.
Spike Lee's film career began. He's arguing Bernard King over Larry Bird. You think you're going to win this argument about the Lakers and Knicks now?
No, it's a communication with me and my brother. There's no argument.
Spike, you going to the closeout game in Cleveland, right? You and Al, y'all going?
Al booked the flight yesterday.
Yeah, I already know Al's on it. I know it's locked.
Apollo Jets, courtside.
Number one Knicks fan, Spike Lee, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Spike. Appreciate you coming on.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Peace and love. Orange and blue skies all the way. Earl Monroe, Walt Clyde Frazier, Hall of Fame. Let's go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Series tied up. Man, the, you know, luck is the residue of design. I get it, but man, the Warriors, that said, they it feels like they got a little lucky to still be in this series. You know, they got the guy shooting the shot that they wanted at the end of that game in Harrison Barnes, but fortunate for them, he missed it because he had a pretty good look, Jay. I want to remind you of something that a guy called Jay Will said on this very program at 7:09 a.m. last Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
When another guy on the show, handsome fella, I forget his name, was saying that game three is a must win for the Warriors. This is what Jay said.
Can I tell you something? A lot of people are going to say game three for Golden State is a must win, and that's wrong. Game three for Sacramento is a must win. You have to get this game without Draymond Green being on the court. I feel as if Sac loses this game without Draymond Green and they find a way to win for Golden State and then Draymond Green comes back, I will favor Golden State in that series.
I mean, how do you not favor Golden State moving forward now?
They still got to win on the road, but I think they can do it.
But here's, they got to get one on the road.
Yeah.
One on the road. And then you get the next one at home.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it comes down to game seven on the road. They're champs. They have the experience.
So I'm saying, you feel like the momentum has shifted. And even though Sacramento had a chance to win the game last night, and there were times where Golden State was a little bit careless with the ball, even with the way Stephen Curry called a timeout, which led to a De'Aaron Fox technical foul, another possession of De'Aaron Fox three that made it a 1-point game, you still feel like the momentum has shifted towards Golden State. So like that's how I felt about it. Like that, just you play without Draymond Green, they beat them pretty easily that game, and then this one was another one that you felt like Sacramento had a chance, but still Golden State closed it out.
As it turns out, this was the one Sacramento really needed to win because they were in position to win it at the end of the game, and they blew it. They didn't get it done. And I agree with you, Jay. If I'm guessing that Golden State wins this series, I think it goes seven.
I hope it goes. I need it to go seven.
So I think Golden State's going to have to win that game on the road at the end of this series. And they barely won on the road, but that doesn't mean they can't.
Yeah, I would probably say that I think that between Phoenix and the Clippers, even though I expected that series to be different with Kawhi, it would have been different with Kawhi. It would have been even more alive if Paul George and Kawhi actually would have had them favored over the Suns. But even without Kawhi and Paul George, it still felt live to me because it's been the redemption story of Russell Westbrook. But besides that, like, this has been the most entertaining series. This has been the gift to the NBA. The Draymond Green saga with him being ejected, then suspended, Golden State responding, beating them at home, winning another one last night. I hope it goes seven games. I hope it goes seven games because basketball loves it.
Feels like it's
When we talked about the best series that you wanted to see, one of the first things I said is it's Golden State in Sacramento. That's what you wanted to see. You wanted to see this young nucleus at Sacramento try to you know, unseat the Golden State Warriors, defending their world title. And now you look at it, it's 2-2, even deadlock going back to Sacramento. It's not a long trip, right? It's a 45-minute bus ride, car ride, whatever they decide to do in terms of driving from the Bay Area up to Sacramento. So it's not a long travel. They ain't got to get. They don't have to get on any planes or worry about any of that sort of stuff. It's just I like Golden State because I like the experience. I like the calm manner of experience. And you go back and you look at last year's championship, and one of the things that I said then was this Boston team is young. They haven't been in this situation before. You have a veteran team that's not an old veteran team. If this was an old veteran team where they was all kind of creaky at, you know, and but they still was good, then you would lean more toward Sacramento. But in this situation, this is a veteran team that still got a lot of spark left in them. And that's why I believe that that veteran leadership and understanding of what playoff basketball and crunch time is all about pulls them ahead.
And see, I'll tell you, if Golden State, I mean, both teams, by the way, and De'Aaron Fox is a superstar, and he is stepping up on the biggest stage there is. Even the way he confronted Draymond Green in the first quarter, he ain't backing down from nobody. Nobody. And you can't stop him from getting to spots on the court where he feels comfortable. He's the only person that can stop De'Aaron Fox. So it feels as if Golden State is looking at a younger version of themselves.
Yep.
Right, with Malik Monk and the pieces that they have and Kevin Herter knocking down threes and Sabonis. You know, he needs to be better in the series moving forward. But, yeah, it's going to be live.
When Key brings up experience, Jay, and I know we got to move it along, but – You were asking about Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia, the fight over the weekend. You know, Tank was a pretty big favorite. He was supposed to win the fight, and he did. But fights like that are invaluable because it was such a big event. Now Tank knows what it feels like. When you say, when people leave, what do you mean experience? How does that actually help you win? Tank is going to know how it is to deal with the event, the promotion leading up, the fans, the ticket requests, like all that stuff. Golden State's been here so many times before that if it comes down to a game 7 on the road, I think they win it.
Mm.
3 days away from the draft, is Bryce Young a lock to go number one, KJM?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. And I would say now that we are joined by the inimitable Mel Kiper Jr., except many have imitated him, Key.
Including
me.
So
I can't say inimitable. He is imitatable.
Including me, Max.
You've imitated Mel Kiper Jr.?
Yeah. You remember last week they had the artist rendition of Mel and me, and they kind of put us
well,
together.
Well, that's a mashup. Yes, yes. Had you looking like, I told you, like Rico from
I don't know if Mel saw that,
from
but
Omaha.
I'm sure if he did, he probably was tickled to death.
For the movie Belly. Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN senior NFL draft analyst, really the face of the NFL draft for decades now.
Let me just say this, guys. Yep. Nothing can screw up Key. Nothing can help me. So that's a big difference between Key and me. Okay, nothing can help me. Key, nothing can screw Key up.
Well, I appreciate
listen
that.
To the humility. Who's going number one overall, Mel?
That would be Keyshawn Johnson's favorite player in the history of the NFL draft, Bryce Young, quarterback Alabama.
Yeah, Key says he can't miss.
Well, I think Mel understands my concern, and it's not this. It's not his talent. If he was my size, he'd be the best quarterback to ever hit the face of the earth. I mean, by far. But because of the slight build, right, Mel, in the shorter stature, it's like, is it going to work? I want it to work for him, and I hate to have to have these conversations around draft time because it sounds like you are being negative, you pushing a guy down, all of those sort of things, and that's not the case. I just have never seen this before. I've never seen a guy 5'10 with boots on, 190 pounds, soaking wet on a rainy day, go number one overall in the National Football League at the quarterback position.
Yeah, you played with these guys, Kate. You've been out on that field with these big guys and quarterbacks getting pounded and the hits that we see on TV that aren't appearing to be as devastating as they really are. TV kind of masks some of that. When you're on the sidelines, and I've been there, Kate, watching the game, as I always tell fans, be on the sidelines for a college football or an NFL game. Then you can feel what these players have to endure.
Man.
You don't get it on TV. You don't. You only get it if you're on that sideline watching that game that close. And these players get so beat up physically. As you know, Key, you played it for a long time. And for Bryce Young, it's a different era. It's a different game that will help him, that will assist him. I always say, you still get the penalty, but you also still get the pain. So the penalty comes, hey, 15-yard penalty, roughing the passer, but that quarterback still got pounded, and the pain is still there. So, again, you can't protect these quarterbacks completely. We think the penalties are protecting them. Penalties aren't protecting their bodies.
You know, you mentioned being on the field. So when I retired, Max and Mel, I had retired and I removed myself from going to games. Probably, I don't know, I was probably out 4 or 5 years at this point. And I went to a game in New England, and I went down on the field, and the 49ers were playing the New England Patriots. And I was standing on the sideline, and they, you know, they were running toward me. The field was moving, and it felt like horses was on a racetrack vibrating and making that noise. And I said to myself, I had to be really stupid to play this game. And I'm thinking, like you just mentioned, it's violence down there. And the National Football League is made up of big guys. There's big guys in this league, huge dudes. And I always use this example when we talk about smaller quarterbacks, for instance. Imagine Quinnen Williams being double-teamed, and his arm slips through just enough to grab Bryce Young. Not violent, but just enough to bring him down on the sack. He can't do that with Josh Allen. Josh Allen, shake him off, 60-yard bomb. Bryce Young pulled down to the ground. That's how I look at it when I'm evaluating and breaking things down. A bigger guy gets away. A smaller guy, you can grab him and pull him to the ground very easy.
Meantime, there is a bigger guy in this draft who, it reminds me of Justin Fields last year, Mel, in that Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, since high school, they're 1 and 1A, mm-hmm. and whichever. Usually Lawrence won, he was taller. And then all of a sudden, Justin Fields starts to slide, and the whole thing is he doesn't process quickly enough, right? And seemed like a value where the Bears got him. It seems, and again, we've discussed sliding on this show. Is it really sliding, or is it just the media catching up to what teams already think? But however you want to define it, it does seem C.J. Stroud is sliding by the definition most used. To what do you attribute that?
I think the Ohio State quarterback thing with the talent, and it's more the talent around the quarterback. And, you know, C.J. Stroud had elite talent. You can say when he didn't have the two receivers, Olave and Garrett Wilson for the Rose Bowl, Jaxon Smith-Njigba had the huge game. Marvin Harrison wasn't a star yet. Marvin Harrison becomes a star when Jaxon Smith-Njigba's hurt and doesn't play much this year. Abuka really comes on. So there's always been great offensive line play, great running back play, He didn't need to do that. When he needed to do it in the Georgia game, he did it. When he needed to go it in the bad weather in Evanston against Northwestern, he did it, used his legs there. So it hadn't been enough. He did fold up like a tent in some games when he was pressured because he didn't have to deal with it all the time and he didn't know how to deal with it. When he knew the Georgia game was going to be bringing it at him, those big guys were coming at him, he was able to evade, elude, and make throws and keep his head up and see receivers down the field and find the open guy. So I think if you can figure out whether a C.J. Stroud can bottle that Georgia game, if you can reconcile that, you can take him, okay? If you can't, you say that was just one game in 2 years. So, again, not many balls hit the ground with him. He doesn't throw many interceptions. He's got a high completion percentage to all levels. He's accurate. There's a lot to love about C.J. Stroud. He's the youngest quarterback of all the guys in this draft. Sorry, the top five. He won't be 22 until, what, October? So he's a young kid. He's 21. He'll be playing in the NFL at 21. So, again, I just think the talent around the quarterback at Ohio State, same with Justin. People didn't like him. I had him as QB2. It was Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. And then what did Chicago do? They traded up to get him. Will somebody trade up to get Stroud? Will Levis, we talked about, is he going to slide? Will somebody trade up to get him? So it seemed like Will Levis was hated on for 3 months. C.J. Stroud's been hated on for about a week and a half.
Yeah, but Mel, can't, you know, you've been doing this forever. I don't even know how many years, but it's been a long time. You've seen thousands of quarterbacks on great teams. And let's go back to Trevor Lawrence. Couldn't we say the same thing about Trevor Lawrence with the Clemson talent around him and national championships and Travis Etienne's and T. Higgins's and just everything that they had? But you don't. It doesn't seem to be the same sentiment for him as it is the other guys, like a Fields, or even to right now, like they're saying about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, the elite offensive linemen weren't really at Clemson. That was the thing. You think about it, they had a second-round pick, Carmen, a few years ago, but they didn't have that superstar where you have Paris Johnson Jr., you have DeJuan Jones, Whipler at center, the Jackson kid, the guard is going to be a high pick, Jones next year, the two guards are going to be picks next year. So all five are going to play in the NFL. We didn't have that at Clemson necessarily, but yeah, to your point, yes, he did have good receivers. Now, you know, not to the level of these guys, okay? Not to the level of what we're seeing now. T. Higgins was a really good player. He was a second-round pick. You know, we're talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. being the second, third pick overall next year. So, again, we got Jackson Smith and Jigba, middle of the first this year. Okay, you think about where Olave and where Wilson went last year. So all those guys were with C.J. Stroud. You know, Trevor didn't have all those guys. Like I say, T. Higgins was an early second-round pick. So I'm with you on the talent around the quarterback at Ohio State. I think talent around all – they all had talent. We talk about Will Levis when he had talent. Some around him in 2021, and he was healthy, he was great. When he didn't have the talent, he wasn't healthy, he wasn't very good. I mean, in some games, he was very, very, very questionable. So, again, I get you. Talent's going to help the quarterback all the time, no matter what level you're at. But for C.J. Stroud, he had elite talent just about in every position around him.
Mm. And yet, no matter who Mel Kiper is around, he always wins. He elevates the team. Thank you, Mel.
Enjoyed it, guys. Let's tee this thing up and get it going, man.
Oh, it's coming right up. Hey, Key, people want to talk a lot about Dylan Brooks and
look at that picture, man. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
I'm telling you, that's Rico from Belly. He got his degree, and he got out of the game, you know, and he's selling real estate or something now.
Oh, God.
It's a mashup of Key and Mel Kiper on ESPNU right now. It's really something to behold. Behold, KJM ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
KJM, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN. Your chance to weigh in on the hot topics
Yay!
Of the day.
Hey.
Quentin in Denver, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
going on, Max? What's going on, Jay Will?
What up, baby?
What's going on, Keisha?
What's happening, man? What's cracking?
What's cracking?
Man, just at work, you know what I'm saying? It's an honor to chop it up with y'all. Dylan Brookstuck. I just want to get that out the way. Dylan Brookstuck. Keisha, Jay Will, and Max, I've been listening to y'all, man, since y'all was with Zubin, and I'm just out getting through. But I just want to say what's up to y'all. I've been on hold for a while. You know what I mean? I just want to say what's up to y'all, man. Good morning.
What's happening?
That's what's up, man.
You just said what's up three times.
Hey, Quentin, this is an open mic. Yeah, Come on, let's go. What you got?
I'm excited, man. That's it. You know what I mean? When you finally get through, you get excited.
Yeah, I got you. Do you have anything in particular you want to talk about Dylan Brooks other than he's not good, according to you?
No, I just want to say that he sucks, and I want to tell y'all, I listen to y'all every morning. And if y'all want me to come read the Granger thing for y'all, I'll come read it for y'all. Y'all be laughing at each other. I'll be cracking up, man. So if y'all need me, you know what I'm saying? I'm in Colorado, man. I got y'all, man. I love y'all, man. Keyshawn J. Will.
He didn't even realize he said it.
I hope we realized it.
I hope we realized it, too, so we could mute it out. But he's just excited.
Yo, Key, I was just on Get Up, and Leg said the line of the century. He said, man, Dylan Brooks loves hitting the speed bag.
Joe in Ohio, you're on KJM ESPN Radio. You froze, Keith.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
I got a couple of points I want to make real quick.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think y'all missing. Right. I understand everything y'all saying about him talking stuff, so that makes him the bad guy. But he is that guy. Y'all forget he is a dirty player. Not too long ago, he just tried to hit Donovan Mitchell in the no-nos.
But see, I agree with you. He's the one telling us that he's not. He's the one saying the media is trying to label him as a villain. I'm like, hold on, you doing it to yourself, Dylan. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah, but get this real quick. Now, Jay, when do you ever go for a steal with your palms down and wrist bent? You either jab it with your right or trying to poke with your right, or you swipe it with your left, palm to the side, going to the left, you reach it for that outside hip.
Yeah, but
if you watch him, he looks down.
That goes against, Joe, that goes against defensive principles. I hear you, but I mean, he was lunging forward, though. I don't know.
He was going for the ball. Which one is unclear, but he
was sliding to his right. He was sliding to his right to cut off LeBron and reach for the ball. Yeah. And when he was trying to pick his pocket and get his cookies, LeBron put the ball behind his back, that's when LeBron switched directions, and that's when he punched down.
I agree.
But I'm not going to sit there and say the dude was going after the man like that.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was going maliciously, but, Key, the way they do teach you is as you slide to your right, you use your right hand to poke at the ball, because if anything, if you go to lunge for the ball, you avoid contact if you're using your right hand. Because your body's on the side of him. By using your left hand, you throw your body into somebody. So
Buttercup, I'm never going to not listen to you when it comes to basketball, especially the fundamentals of basketball. You played at a level that I would have never gotten to in basketball. So I would be a damn fool not to listen to you when you tell me. But all I'm saying is, maybe he forgot the principles
at that moment. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you.
And instead, he punched down. And when he punched, he didn't even hit him with the fist. He hit him with the elbow, if you really watch. He hit him with the elbow in his forearm, if you really watch.
Yeah, show the video again on ESPN.
Watch. Pay attention to it. The other shot. I can't see from that angle. No, look at this angle right here. It was more the elbow that caught him.
It looked to me like the hand.
It was more the elbow that caught him.
Keyshawn Buttercup and Max, ESPN Radio.
Buttercup and Max.
Trotsky in Alabama.
Well, you got to say something to get your attention, right?
He called you Buttercup.
Got to say something to get your attention.
Don't you change the show name from Keyshawn Buttercup and Max.
Since you didn't protest, I thought maybe that's the –
I didn't even hear him call me that.
All right.
He calls everybody Buttercup.
All right. Who
what
do we
you want
have
me to call you?
Here?
Sweet Pies? Like, what you want me to call you?
Trotsky.
Sweet Pies.
In Alabama. You're on KJM.
Your role, boy.
Hey, Key, Max. Hey, man. I got to tell y'all something. Y'all guys are a trucker's best friend, man. I listen to y'all every day.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Hey, but Max, I got to ask you this, man. I'm going to do a little left turn. Since Tank, he's separated himself, so to speak, who do you see as the next opposition as far as able to dethrone him? Shakur or Haney?
Are you talking about Tank now?
Yes, he's talking about
Tank.
Yeah, I mean, look, first let's see Haney Lomachenko.
who comes out of that. I believe Shakur Stevenson, when the dust settles, Shakur will be in one corner and Tank will be in the other. And I like Shakur. The thing, Shakur just, you know, in any era, give me the best defensive fighter who can also fight, right? Like, to me, Pernell Whitaker, Roy Jones, Floyd Mayweather, that's the guy you basically want to pick because they're hard to hit, man. At that level, that guy usually wins. But Tank is good. Tank is a high IQ fighter. What's the matter?
Yeah, Max.
Change my name on ESPNU. It's not Max, Keyshawn, and Buttercup.
What are you, a Powerpuff Girl?
So, Jerry, you're done.
For the
Jerry,
second time.
You're dead to me. For the second time in 2 days, you're dead to me.
Max.
Yes.
Hey, yo!
He was talking about Tank, not Truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tank. I said, what did I say, Truck?
He said
no,
Truck.
No, you said Tank, but you mean, you mean you're talking about Tank? Yes, Tank!
Oh, yeah, but
Max
I didn't.
Max also put Dylan Brooks on the Sacramento Kings
today. I didn't hear.
And then try to tell everybody
Max,
it was
there's
me.
There's only one Tank in boxing.
I can't believe you did
you
that.
You are a boxing expert, Max. Mm-hmm. One Tank. Who just had a fight.
Yeah.
He's only talking about Tank, not
no,
Trump.
No.
Do you know
I,
any
not
other bus, tanks?
I just didn't.
Not airplane.
When he said Haney or Stevenson, I assumed he was talking about Tank, but I just didn't hear. Someone was in my ear at that moment, I think, so I didn't
Why
hear
Why are you guys talking
said.
To Max in his ear while we're trying to do a show?
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
Were not talking to Max
we didn't.
In his ear. Max
did.
They
or
were
Max
not talking.
Is lying?
I didn't hear.
Max,
I didn't hear
Max
what he
is
said.
Lying?
No, it's not Max is lying. Max tends to, at times, you know.
Embellish?
He just.
No. What is this? I want to know what this
he goes off?
It's
yeah,
squirrel.
Not,
it's a pretty good. It's a squirrel. Pretty good description. I just
yeah, he just kind of go. Well,
yes,
he kind of
yeah.
just keeps kind of waving
on the
his
radio
hand.
Knows what that
up.
Means, Keith.
Yeah. All around.
I'm
yeah.
not playing to the radio.
You're yeah. playing to the TV crowd. Right
I'm
now.
Playing to the TV, but when I go silent, that means that he's not paying attention.
It's called ADHD.
Squirrel.
I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose that, but I just know that you tend to float in other places at times.
Well, I resemble that remark actually. You want to slip a call? Larry?
Don't slip anything.
You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. You got like 30 seconds, Larry.
Morning, gentlemen. Just a quick question, and I want to know why when we're talking about the quarterbacks, how, you know, Mel was just talking about, you know, all the talent around C.J. Stroud and all that. How come nobody ever talks about all the talent around Bryce Young? I'll hang up and just listen to you all.
Okay, Key.
Well, Bryce Young had a lot of talent around him in the past. He doesn't have as much. Those receivers for Alabama nowhere near the receivers over the last 2 years at Ohio State. Quarterbacks, when you win, you can always have talent. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Carson Palmer, Matt Leinart, you're going to have talent. I don't care. You know, that's just.
I mean, but Key, I had the third pick in the draft. I had a perennial all-star on my college team. Nobody said, well, yeah, look at all the people he's passing the ball to. Nobody used that as an excuse. Like you either have talent or you don't.
But I think some of it's eyeball test.
Oh, you mean when you and what's the name went 1-2-3?
Yeah, when Dunleavy and I. 2-3.
No, Dunleavy.
Dunleavy, yeah.
Yeah.
You got so many damn players at Duke, I can't keep up.
But some of it's eyeball test. People look at Bryce Young and they think, yeah, he's just better. Right?
No, he is. Man, if the dude was my size, he'd be the best quarterback to ever play.
Right. Should Dylan Brooks have gotten suspended?
Jay, sorry.
That's what we're talking about.
He's way
Keyshawn,
smaller
Buttercup
than
and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.